how can you just categorize what you've been able to do over these first 2 games?
Yeah, I think just continuing to build on positive momentum, finding the good moments where you can. I feel like I've built on a couple of practices now where I've had some consistency. So I'm just trying to figure out what works and continuing to do that in the games. And then getting back in Lucas Oil is a great environment because it really does feel like a legitimate game day. For me, preseason games feel like the exact same as the regular season games. I get nervous before them both. So it's good for me to get some confidence and just keep doing my best every single day and keep chipping away.
Do you feel like you've gotten better throughout camp preseason games?
Yeah, for sure. I think coming off the injury, there were some ups and downs working my way back. And then the longer that you're in camp, just get used to the environment, keep working every single day, keep trying to figure out, you know, what's working and what's not. And so, yeah, I definitely feel like I've been getting better every day, but I still feel like I have a lot of room for improvement.
And so how do you weigh practices versus games?
I try to treat everything the same, like whether it's an extra point in practice or, you know, a game-winning kick, I try to keep it the exact same. So obviously, you know, if I'm not performing well with practice, I feel that going into the game, but I also understand that it's a new day. You know, you can't let negative events of the past bleed into what you're experiencing now. And so throughout camp, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs, and I just tried to learn from all the downs and then keep building towards having success. But practices and games, you really want to try to frame it like it's the same.
Do you feel like you've started to turn a corner? I know you had some of those kicks early on where you were, for the most part, pulling them to the left. We haven't seen as much of that lately. Do you feel like something, like you guys have figured something out or kind of turned a corner on some of that?
Yeah, ironing some things out for sure. You know, if something's happening consistently over and over and over again, there's usually a root cause. And so just trying to diagnose the issue, figure out what's happening. And I have an unbelievable support system with the coaches and the players all wanting the best for me and trying to help me out. And so I haven't felt like stuck. I've just felt like it's all been part of the learning process and the growth process. I'm just trying to turn a new leaf every single day and get better and better.
These were another couple of big kicks. What does that do to your confidence in the one more preseason game?
I think keeps building it for sure. Like I said before, it lets you know that you're capable of doing it, but it doesn't change the fact that you have to wake up the next day and then go right back to work. So for me, it's confidence inspiring, but it's kind of getting me used to the process of, okay, like I did my job today. Now how tomorrow can I get better and, you know, get that same result that I had today? I learned last year that when I was kicking at a really high level, I didn't feel so much like I was always chasing something or someone. I kind of felt what it was like to be one of the great kickers. And I'm like, man, but you have to maintain this. Like, that's the difficult part, is maintaining that day after day after day, week after week, year after year. And that's why those guys that play in the league for 10, 20 years are so impressive. Because I think it's one thing to get there. It's another thing to remain at the top. I'm just trying to build my consistency so that I don't have those lapses and I don't have those misses, but I'm just kind of always operating consistently.
Thanks, Ben. Awesome. Thanks.